Hundreds of islands stretching south and east of India endured the full force of last week's tsunami. And one fear early on was that some of the world's oldest and most isolated tribal people who live on these islands were wiped out entirely. These are people anthropologists say migrated from Africa 70,000 years ago. They still live off fruits they gather in the forest and animals they shoot down with bows and arrows. Certainly the largest tribe on Nicobar Island suffered losses, among the 7,000 native and non-native people dead or missing on that island. Ajoy Bagchi is executive director of the People's Commission on Environment and Development in New Delhi. He says the other five tribes were at risk because there are so few of them, offering here the numbers.
Shompins are nearly about 400, Ongi is about 100, and Great Andaman is nearly 50, Jarawa 260 to 270, and Sentinel is about 100.
Those are very small numbers. It sounds like you're talking
about... They are very small numbers. That's why they are very fragile communities. For example, Great Andamanese, with roughly about 49-50 people, are subcritical. Their survival is always at stake.
How do they live?
Barring the Nicobaris, which have taken to the modern way of life considerably, the other five ethnic communities are hunting-gathering communities. They depend on nature for their survival.
Still this week, signs are the tribe survived. When an Indian military helicopter flew over the island where the famously fierce Sentinese tribe lives, it was met by a volley of arrows. And just yesterday, members of the Jarawa tribe emerged from the forest wearing amulets and underwear to say all 250 of their people are alive. Ajoy Bagchi believes their close connection to nature made the difference.
They are forest dwellers. They still retain the ancient wisdom, and they could read the signs of nature, which foretell them of the impending natural disaster or calamity. They have survived largely intact because they read those signs and disappeared deep into the jungle.
Now, how do you know that? Have you been there to know that?
Where
are you getting information?
But the Indian Air Force have been making sorties, and this is their estimate.
Ajoy Bagchi is executive director of the People's Commission on Environment and New Delhi and Development, speaking from New Delhi.